First, Senator Bernie Sanders announced today that he's suspending his presidential campaign, clearing the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee. Sanders said he could not in good conscience continue the campaign without a path to victory, but added he was proud of helping to shape the party's priorities over the last 5 years.
So while we are winning the ideological battle, and while we are winning the support of so many young people and working people throughout the country, I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to Senator Sanders suspending his campaign? If you're a supporter of his, do you plan on backing Joe Biden? What do you think Biden would need to do to bring more people on board in the November election? If you support the president, what are your thoughts on Joe Biden as his opponent and Sanders' departure from the race? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater and the director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research there. Susan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob. I'm happy to be with you.
Let's start with that point we heard from Senator Sanders there, saying he was winning the ideological battle and talking about how he and his supporters have moved the needle ideologically in the Democratic Party. What do you think of that? Do you think that his candidacies have changed the way the Democratic Party campaigns and where they stand on the issues?
I think that there's some truth to what Senator Sanders indicated. We can use one example of healthcare and the idea that much of the debates during the nomination phase included lengthy discussions about healthcare. And what we found was the debate became, should there be a public option or should there be Medicare for all? And the idea that now the moderate position in the party seems to be the public option, which a few years ago that absolutely would not have been the case. So I think that on the issue of healthcare, he's moved the party to the left. I would also say that in his focus continually for the past 5 years or more on the structural inequality that we see existing in this country and talking about the powerful impact of corporations has become, again, part of what other candidates are talking to. Other candidates spoke about throughout the nomination process, and both things that Vice President Biden will likely have to include in his campaign moving forward.
Now, Sanders isn't done exactly. He said today he wants to exert some leverage over the party platform ahead of the convention. Here's a listen to some of what he had to say about that.
I will stay on the ballot in all remaining states and continue to gather delegates. While Vice President Biden will be the nominee, we must continue working to assemble as many delegates as possible at the Democratic Convention, where we will be able to exert significant influence over the party platform and other functions.
How effective do you think that will be in shaping the party platform?
Well, I think that it will be effective. I think that from what I've been reading over the past few weeks, is that there's been two schools of thought within the Sanders campaign. And one school of thought has said that it's time to suspend your campaign and move on and endorse Vice President Biden. The other school of thought has been that you need to continue in the fight, in the race, and amass as many delegates as possible so that you can have an important major say in regards to the platform. And listening to Senator Sanders, it sounds like they came to some sort of compromise where he would, in fact, step away. And he hasn't endorsed Vice President Biden, but he's indicated that Vice President Biden will be the nominee. So he's stepped away, but at the same time, he's going to continue to collect delegates to meet the needs of the people within his movement who say they want to have a considerable sway in terms of shaping the Democratic Party platform.
We're talking to Susan Johnson, political scientist at UW-Whitewater, about the presidential race. Senator Bernie Sanders dropped out, suspended his campaign today, effectively clearing the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee. You can join in with your reactions at 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Sid is with us in Milwaukee. Sid, hello.
Hey, what's going on? So, yeah, I think Biden he has very little chance against Trump. I think Bernie was the only one of the two that can win the areas that Trump needs to win. Because everyone knows that certain areas were going to go Democrat, even if, you know, a sandwich could run for president in certain states as a Democrat and win. And Biden, I don't think he's able to coherently convey any sort of message, especially to white people in the middle of the country, which is what you need to win. That's who won the election. And Biden, like, I'm the guy he needs to win. And I would vote for Bernie over Trump, but I will not vote for Biden. He's a clown. He doesn't even know how to talk. He's got Alzheimer's.
Sid, thanks for the call. So there's a big question. Will Bernie Sanders supporters support Joe Biden? And there's a lot of reads on the 2016 election. One of them, Susan, is there were enough Bernie Sanders supporters who did something other than vote for Hillary Clinton to have an impact in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. What are you watching for on that story this time around?
Well, I think that there are people in the Biden campaign who would disagree with Sid's take on things. I think that if we look at the Michigan primary, for example, it was a clear victory for Vice President Biden in the Michigan primary. And so if that's an indication of Democratic support, there was a lot of support for Biden. We don't know the results of the Wisconsin primary yet because it just occurred yesterday, but the last Marquette poll that I had seen showed Biden up considerably over Sanders. So in the kinds of key states that we're thinking about, at least from the data we have in regard to Democratic support, there was considerable Democratic support for Biden. The question that you raised, though, is an important one in the sense that in 2016 there were quite a few Bernie people, Sanders people, who said they would not support Hillary Clinton, and many of them indicated they would vote for Jill Stein, for example, or not vote at all. And I've seen similar language to that effect currently, but I've seen less of it. And I also think it's important to note that this has been a much less contentious nomination process, particularly between the principals, in this case, Vice President Biden and Senator Sanders, than it was between Senator Sanders and Secretary Clinton. And so Sanders and Biden have remained close. Sanders is getting out of the race much sooner than he did in 2016, even though the numbers were not in his favor in 2016. So it's a different environment, I would say, in 2020 than it was in 2016.
Thanks for the call, Sid. We'll go to Vicky now in La Crosse. Vicky, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to express an opinion that I think that Bernie Sanders should not continue to try and get delegates. Now is the time for him to tell his supporters, try to get them to support Joe Biden, because November will be here before you know it, and maybe he can change some minds, and those people that would have voted for him will vote for Joe Biden. We have to get this president out of office.
Thanks for the call, Vicky. Your thoughts, Susan?
You know, that's an interesting, you could look at that in two different ways. So you could say that by staying active in the primaries and collecting delegates, that he is keeping his supporters engaged. But again, I don't want, what Vicky is saying is also relevant in the sense that it also perhaps might give people the idea that there's more of a campaign there than there is. So I think that come this summer, when we have a convention, whatever that convention is going to look like, there's going to be a unifying statement by Senator Sanders to indicate that his supporters should, in fact, support Vice President Biden. And I think that we're going to see more of that take place this time, like I said, than last time.
Yeah, and Senator Sanders did say Joe Biden, I don't have the exact quotes in front of me, was a good and decent man, and indicated that he was supporting him, I think, pretty clearly in his statement today. Do you think, does it matter how strong an effort Senator Sanders puts into convincing his supporters to support Joe Biden?
I think that right now, when you have someone as politically powerful and as popular as Senator Sanders, his supporters are going to need some time to recognize that he is, in fact, not going to be the nominee. And so I think it's okay from Senator Sanders' perspective to keep trying to encourage his supporters to participate in the process. But I think down the road, we are going to see a strong endorsement from Senator Sanders for Vice President Biden. They go way back, and they have a very warm relationship, and we could see that even when they were debating each other.
We're talking to Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater, about Senator Bernie Sanders' departure from the presidential race and where the campaign goes from here. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your reaction to Sanders suspending his campaign? What about his pledge to continue trying to exert pressure on the party platform? What do you think it'll take for Joe Biden to unify Democratic voters? If you support President Trump and plan to vote for him, what's your read on this latest news? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk now with Susan Johnson, professor of political science at UW-Whitewater, about the presidential race after Senator Bernie Sanders announced he's suspending his campaign. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your reactions. Susan, before we go back to our callers, it wasn't that long ago that we had this huge, crowded Democratic primary field, and even more recently, people are wondering, are we going to end up with some kind of brokered convention because nobody gets an absolute majority? What happened? Why did it consolidate so quickly?
It was fast, wasn't it? I mean, it was the beginning of February, and we had all of these people, and we had these debates that, you know, included many people, and it was almost unwieldy. And then we began the process, and the winnowing happened very quickly. And what we saw was, in fact, that Senator Sanders did quite well in the first three contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, and then in Nevada. And we still had a very robust field, you know, moving up through the fourth contest, which was South Carolina. And Vice President Biden did exceedingly well in that South Carolina primary that was on a Saturday, and then immediately afterwards, we began to see all kinds of people dropping out of the race, and then interestingly, immediately endorsing Vice President Biden. And so over the course of just a short few days, we saw the field get very narrow, and we had a lot of endorsements for Vice President Biden, which then led to his very strong wins on Super Tuesday. And then, I mean, honestly, by the end of the day on Super Tuesday, I think many people assumed he was going to be the presumptive nominee. And then we had a few races in mid-March before all of the contests, most of the contests, I should say, were moved as a result of COVID-19. And the next thing we knew, we were down to two, and now we're down to one.
Go back to our callers now. Mary is with us in Pewaukee. Mary, hi.
Hi. Yes, thanks for the opportunity. I did definitely shed a tear. I was a Bernie fan since he started his nomination in 2014 or 15, whenever. And I think he would have been, as a great person, for a good party, he would have made the most progress. But I will vote for Biden because I would never vote Republican or GOP ever again if I have in the past. I don't really recall. And, from a great person to a monster that we have now, it's just totally insane what we're going through, and Trump with blood on his hands for this COVID-19.
Thanks for the call, Susan. How strong do you think that Democrats would vote for anybody who is running against Donald Trump is going to be in this election?
I think that if you look at some of the early polling and things like that amongst Democrats, I think that there's a strong sentiment that, in fact, that is the case. So, I mean, we have a whole, you know, campaign to go for the general election, and it's not just going to be about Democratic voters, but it's going to be about, from the Democrats' perspective, independents, and also from their perspective, hopefully picking up some Republican voters as well.
Thanks a lot for that call. Let's go to Mark with us now in Mineral Point. Mark, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. So I think that what we're going to see here is that This effort, which is really a Hillary 2.0 campaign that the Biden team is doing, it's going to be a failure. And I think the main reason is the question of integrity. And I think if you look at the results of these elections, even in the states that I'm talking about, the most recent primary elections, even in the states that Biden won, he lost decisively the vote for under 50, the voters who are under 50 years old. These people are really committed to the issues, and they pay attention. They're well-informed voters overall, and they see right through Joe Biden. And Biden has this long history of plagiarism. That's what knocked him out of the race in 88. His plagiarism has continued to 2020. He also has, for example, on this current issue of coronavirus, he was pushing very hard, along with all the right-wingers on the Supreme Court, both the state and the federal Supreme Court, to plow right ahead with this, even though he was putting our lives at risk, including mine.
With the election. Mark, I gotcha. Thanks for the call. Susan, what do you think about what Mark has to say about Biden being Clinton 2.0 and his concerns about the younger voters?
Well, a couple of things. I think, first of all, that Biden does line up more closely ideologically to Hillary Clinton. I think that they're both moderate Democrats. So, I mean, I think that's a fair point. I think that to think about younger voters, one of the consistent themes that I saw throughout in every contest was that one of the reasons why Senator Sanders didn't do as well as expected or that he hoped across the country was that younger voters weren't turning out. And so that he was getting the large percentage of younger voters who were voting, but as a share of the actual people who were voting, the share of younger voters was quite low. And that was something that Senator Sanders himself spoke to. And that's an issue. And historically, if you look at elections over the decades, voters who are younger, they don't vote at the same rates as people who are older. So while the Biden campaign certainly wants to extend its reach and support to younger voters, the fact that Vice President Biden did so well amongst older voters actually helped him gain the nomination.
Thanks a lot for the call. We're talking to Susan Johnson from UW-Whitewater. She's a political scientist there. We're looking at the news that Senator Bernie Sanders suspended his campaign for president today, getting your reactions along the way. Back to your calls. Mason is on the line in Milwaukee. Mason, hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you think, Mason?
Well, I think that aside from winning back the White House, what Democrats need to do is take the Senate. And I think to that end, what Joe Biden could do would be to call Chuck Schumer and tell him if he wins the presidency, he's going to ask Chuck Schumer to step aside and make Bernie the Speaker of the House or the Senate Majority Leader and engage all of Bernie's grassroots organization in the project of flipping the Senate and clearing out some of the roadblocks that we've got in Washington.
Mason, thanks for the call. Susan, what do you think trying to pursue a very active, prominent role for Senator Sanders?
Well, I think that's possible. I think that Mason's other point about focusing on the Senate for the Democrats is a really important point. I think Democrats across the board fail to focus on races that are not the presidency, even more so than the Republicans. The Republicans have been very successful in focusing on states and governors and Senate seats and things like that. So I think that Mason has a really important point that the Democrats need to focus, yes, on the presidency for their own successes, but they also should be thinking about winning elections in the Senate and the House and in states.
Thanks for that call. Susan, I wanted to ask, a few months ago, I think our big question was, hey, how is this impeachment thing going to affect the race for president? Now that seems like ancient history in some ways. Now with the novel coronavirus, do you see that in some way possibly shaping what happens in November? Or I don't know. We can't really measure that. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't see how it can't. We are living in this world that is unlike anything I ever would have expected it to be like. And that's not just me. I think it's everyone. And we don't know what it's even going to look like in November. I mean, right now we're thinking about, will there be conventions? Will there be a virtual convention? What's going to happen in that regard? We don't know what the fall campaign will even look like and if there'll actually be traditional campaigning. So that's one thing. The second thing is, I think that there's going to be a lot of discussion of the economy and what's happening to the economy in regard to COVID-19, and then what a potential president would be expected to do in response to this and other potential pandemics and other kinds of circumstances. So absolutely, I don't know how it's going to look, but I know that it's going to be a key component.
A lot to watch for in the months to come. Susan, thanks as always for joining us today.
Happy to be with you, Rob.
We've been talking to Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater. She joined us to talk about the state of the presidential race after Bernie Sanders announced today that he is suspending his campaign. He says he doesn't see a clear path to victory. Thanks for all your calls. You can still keep responding. Let us know what you think of Senator Sanders' decision and the road ahead now. Are you disappointed? Are you, if you're a Democrat, glad that there could be some chance at party unity here? If you're watching this as a Republican, what are your thoughts now that it looks like almost for sure Vice President Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic candidate? You can reach us in a few different ways. Find stories on this topic on the Ideas Network Facebook page and share your thoughts there. You can email ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. And of course, we'll be talking about the presidential race a lot here on Central Time, on the morning show, and on our news programs and our national programs. A lot of ways to follow along here on the Ideas Network.